Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoup, he's the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon. How are you, Barry?
Good afternoon, Kathy. Kathy, how are you?
Very well, thank you. So great. Today is, I was actually thinking about how coronavirus has extended my vocabulary, as it has for all of us, right? We've learned what PPEs are. What are the other words that we've had to learn? I'd love to hear from you. 34519. What are your new vocab words? But one of the words that I've had to learn is zoonotic. What is zoonotic?
Well, zoonotic actually is a disease of animals which potentially can be transferred to humans. And you know, Kathy, today is a very special day for us virologists because today, July the 6th, is World Zoonosis Day. We are celebrating or commemorating or recognizing, I should say, zoonotic diseases. And it's actually July the 6th, 1885, it's 135 years ago, is when a French chemist gave the first rabies vaccine to a child who'd been savaged by a rabid dog. That French chemist was Louis Pasteur.
Oh wow.
Commemorate, recognized World Zoonosis Day. And I think July the 6th, 2020 is very special because coronavirus, COVID, is in fact a prime example of a zoonosis. Now not all zoonoses are actually pandemics, but most pandemics are caused by zoonoses.
Right.
In other words, introducing from the animal world into humans. And we're now recognizing more and more of these zoonoses, Ebola and Marburg, even HIV, in fact.
H1N1, SARS.
The list goes on and on and on. And really, it's due to the fact of increasing human encroachment into wildlife habitats. You know, the intensive livestock farming, international trade of exotic animals, all these things facilitate, because we're kind of coming into the environment of animals, facilitate the leap of these viruses from animals to humans. Most of these introductions are actually limited, like the ones I mentioned before, the Ebola, the Marburg, et cetera, et cetera. And also the previous coronaviruses, the first one, SARS-CoV-1, the one in 2000, that was limited.
Yeah.
The MERS, the Middle East one in 2012, also limited. But unfortunately, this one now, SARS-CoV-2, the cause of COVID, of course, is not limited. So it was introduced, as you know, from probably bats with a reservoir in China and the wet market in Wuhan, and then probably some intermediate host, maybe it was pangolins, maybe another one, and then into humans, established itself in humans, and unfortunately was not limited to the few humans or relatively few humans who were infected initially, but of course it's spread now worldwide. And that's the kind of chain of events, all originating because we're coming into animal habitats more and more and more. We're getting introduced to these exotic viruses, which humans haven't had before. And that's why it spreads like it does spread and causes the severe disease that it does.
And that's why it's a novel virus, because we just haven't seen it before. We have no immunity to it. The very first zoonotic disease was actually rabies.
Is that
correct? I understand that.
You just have to recognizing it as such. Zoonotic disease has been for millennia. Probably the original coronaviruses may also have come from animals. You know, the one which caused the common cold. They're the very mild ones.
Yeah.
And probably many of our viruses originally were zoonotic diseases introduced into the human population, spreading through the human population.
Very interesting. All right, Professor Barry Shoup, thank you very, very much. I've been enjoying your show on Wednesdays, on Wednesday mornings.
Wednesday
mornings.
Not tomorrow.
The day after. Yeah, slowly.
I'm getting mixed up here.
Yeah, I've really, really been enjoying them. Thank you so much.
I've been enjoying giving them.
All right. Well, I'm sure that we'll speak later on in the week, if not tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. God bless. Bye-bye.